Yeah, I didn't even know something like that existed. What you dropped off, you know, and you know what we were. I mean, it makes sense now. It's obvious, but it wasn't on my radar. Of, you know, that was a possibility. Yeah, the ones we got are they're not even rack mount. They're I don't know. They're probably you know a foot. You know, maybe 15 inches, but they're not 19. You know, I know they fit in between rails pretty good. And they're you know, probably about, you know, 8-10 inches, you know, deep, and they're pretty flat, you know, and then they lay on top of something, and they've got, you know, 6-8 outlets on top that are all switchable and a little LCD window, and they plug into 110. So those are the ones that we deploy at all the sites, you know, something more like that. You know, I'm sure a rack mount one unit, you know, or two unit, you know, would be fine too. But the big thing is it's got to be 110, and you know, cause that's all we really have, especially at the remote sites, is where there's no chance I could get an electrician in to wire and wire me up 220.
All right, no problem. I'll keep an eye out for 110, and I'll swing by maybe Friday and pick those up, and or maybe even before that, pick those up and drop off that little HT, see if we can do anything with it.